Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10, our midweek service. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we take three deep breaths in, let us be intentional that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm. Extend the stomach. And take in the life-giving, energizing breath of spirit. Gently, slowly, release. Before we take our second deep breath in, let us bring our attention into our heart, into the sanctuary of the soul. Inhale. Before we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional of our time together, that we'll not be distracted, that we will be mindful that this time is to deepen in consciousness and in conscious awareness and connection to the ground of being, the source of all that is, the absolute reality, God in us as us. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. This morning, I'm sharing Psalm 121, Psalms for Praying and Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. My heart's eyes behold your divine glory. From whence does my help come? My help comes from you, who created heaven and earth. You strengthen and uphold me. You who are ever by my side. Behold, you watch over the nations, will see all hearts awaken to the light. For you are the great counselor. You dwell within all hearts, that we might respond to the universal heart. Like the sun that nourishes us by day, like the stars that guide the wayfarer at night, in you we shall not be afraid of the darkness, for you are the light of our life. May you keep us in our going out and our coming in, from this time forth and evermore. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. Thou who art the Alpha and the Omega. Thou which is the beginning and the ending of all things. as we consciously come into communion with you this morning. We're surrendering our worries, our fears, our concerns, our doubts, our anxieties. For our teacher said that we were to cast our burdens upon you, for you care for us. Let us surrender anything and everything that makes us feel separate from your love that is unending. Let us surrender anything that causes us to feel less than. Let us surrender everything and anything that makes us believe in the duality that exists. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, we know that we are one with you, and the infinite life, the infinite intelligence, the infinite peace that you are. So in these times of challenge and uncertainty, let us come back to the remembrance of this truth, that we can look and say to whatever storms we are sailing through at this time, peace, be still. That we can look beyond the appearances of everything that's being shown to us, all the things that are disturbing to us, and say peace. Be still. For those of us that have lost loved ones in this time, and our heart is aching with grief and sorrow, let us say, peace, be still. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we consciously align ourselves with the truth of who we are, and whose we are strengthened and emboldened and enlivened by your awareness, by our awareness of your spirit within. The psalmist said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. As we go through these challenging times, let us not surrender to the despair and the despondency that is prevailing. Let us be the beacons of light that you created us to be, that we can radiate your love, your power, your peace, your presence to all who we encounter. That we can recognize beyond whatever is going on or happening, right where we are, God is. Right where our loved ones are, God is. Right where all peoples of this world live and exist, God is there also. Help touch the consciousness of mankind that they will realize this is not something you have sent to torture or test us. This is simply life unfolding through consequences of our actions and inactions. That your spirit within us simply wishes to know itself as love, in all its myriads of expressions. Divine, beloved, ground of being, Mother, Father, God, we take a moment to send this peace, this love, this light, this truth out to our loved ones in lockdown, wherever they may be. As we draw it down from the source of all that is, we radiate it out to our families and our friends whom we've not seen. We send this love, light, and light and peace out into our communities and our nation. And we send this love and peace and light out to all the doctors and nurses, the frontline workers, for everybody who is doing and working so hard on behalf of the rest of us. We ask for their protection and safety. We ask for their needs, especially being met at this challenging time. And we send this love, light, and peace out to the rest of humanity. We know our oneness. We know that we are interconnected with everything and everyone. And so we send this love and light to the entire planet. Divine, sweet beloved. The light, the love, the peace that is within us. We are so grateful. We know that right where we are, we can rest in this peace, in this light, in this love. And our souls are eternally fed, nurtured, and nourished. Take a deep breath in and allow this prayer to resonate within your being. Divine beloved, source of all that is, for your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. One more time. I trust I have managed to unmute the phone so that you can repeat with me our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without, eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in and allow this again to resonate in your being. My beloveds, whilst we may have a few teething problems, I trust that you have a beautiful and blessed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.